U.S. greater than here's how much Dewan Rakyat speakers actually earn, including benefits and allowances, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Here's how much Dewan Rakyat speakers actually earn, including benefits and allowances news. Netizens defend Syed Siddiq after he got called out for eating in Dewan Rakyat. Global crash in fertility rates could cause populations to drop by half before 2100. Here's how much Dewan Rakyat speakers actually earn, including benefits and allowances. Woman forced to eat deathly spicy food for not meeting quota and fired from her job after. Study, masks prevented major coronavirus outbreak at hair salon. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People Features Lifestyle. Dehydration can make you look older than your age. Here's why. Singapore has salmon sashimi noodles and we're jealous. Chocoholics, you can visit these 10 places in Klang Valley to satisfy your sweet tooth. Samyang toothpaste actually exists and you can get it now for just ₹22 on Shopee. Japanese discount store Don Don Donki will be opening their first Majin outlet in Lot 10. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after six-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, the live parliament sitting broadcasts have gained much attention from netizens online. Aside from racist slurs and unceremonious interjections being thrown out by certain members of parliament, MPs, at every turn, the decision-making process by these elected representatives are crucial to changes made in our country. So it's not uncommon for one to question how it pays to be in this position of power. The Malaysian parliament. For starters, let's take a look at how much it pays to be the highest-ranking presiding officer of the Dewan Rakyat, the speaker. The Speaker of the Dewan Rakyat typically decides who gets to speak during the sitting, organizes debates and disciplines the members of the House when needed. And according to the Statute Paper No. 95 of 1980, the Yang di Pertuan Agong allows the following privileges for the President of the Senate, Speaker of the House of Representatives. 1. Monthly salary of ₱31,000. 2. Entertainment allowance of ₱9,680 per month. 3. A one-off payment of ₱10,000 upon appointment as the Deputy President of Deputy Speaker. 4. Housing allowance of ₱4,000 a month if furnished government quarters aren't provided. 5. Eligible to receive a dining set for 50 people which they're allowed to retain even until after retirement. 6. House upkeep allowance of up to ₱10,000 a year. 7. Entitled to have 4 domestic servants, including a gardener. 8. Free water and electricity supply provided to the official residency of the speaker. 9. A free handphone worth up to ₱3,000 with all necessary payment relating to it, borne by the government. 10. For travel by air while on official duty, speakers and their wives shall be provided with first-class tickets if approval is granted. 11. RM 400 per day for payment of tips while on official duty outside Malaysia. 12. Speakers are allowed to have up to 2 personal drivers. 13. Free firearm license. 14. Warm clothing allowance of up to RM 6,000 payable once every 3 years for when speakers are required to attend to official duty in countries of different temperature climates. 15. The president or speaker may be paid RM 2,000 per days for accommodation, without proof of receipt, for overseas vacation. 16. The president or speaker is eligible to receive paid passage facility for overseas vacation once every year, first class airfare for 2 people and 3 economy class fare for 3 dependent children, but facilities should not exceed the fare of a return trip between KL and London. This will be given after 1 year of service as a president or speaker. 17. Free treatment and medical facilities as well as exemption from payment of ward charges in government hospitals and clinics. 18. Free PDA worth up to RM 3,500. Azhar Azizan Haran, the current speaker of Dewan Rakyat. This is just a quick summary of all the benefits that stood out to us. You can find the full-length document detailing all the allowances speakers and presidents are entitled to under the statute paper number 95 of 1980. For other parliamentary members, MPs, the benefits they're entitled to differ according to the position they hold. Did any of this information shock you? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Syed Siddiq exposes that ministers earn RM 55,000 a month and can claim RM 187,000 of allowances. Source, Focus Malaysia. Source, Barita Harian. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact Terms of Service Privacy Policy. Part of the INFLUASIA Network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.